Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or a special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mentioned. Have you seen my quick reference guides for ASCD? One is on classroom technology tips, and the other is on distance learning essentials. You can find them both on ASCD's website or by going to classtechtips.com/books. Or you can head straight to Amazon and search for Monica Burns. Just remember, there are two Monica Burnses on Amazon, but you'll figure out right away which one is me. You can also head to classtechtips.com/books to find my digital downloads. Today's podcast is titled Five Ways to Kick Off Your Next Zoom Call. But the idea here is that there are strategies you can use regardless of the video conferencing software that you're using. So I'm saying Zoom, but it's kind of like me saying Google it, and you could search for it with any online search engine. So we're going to talk about ways to kick off your next video call today, whether you are using Zoom or Google Meet, or you're using the video integration inside of Microsoft Teams. So lots of ways to connect on a video call. And this podcast is going to focus in on strategies for kicking off that call and getting started. We're going to look at five strategies. I'll share the tools that you might want to use that go along with it. And for this week's episode, you can wear a couple different hats as you think about a Zoom call you might lead or a video call you might host for a group. So these activities are ones that you can use with students, you can use with colleagues. I know that these are ones I often use when I'm hosting professional development virtually for educators. So you can really make these your own, regardless of your learning environment. And you'll hear me mention as we go through that some may feel like a better fit for a group of younger students, for a group of older students. There are things that you might do with your group that requires them to turn on their microphone and share that way if that feels comfortable for them, or to simply open up another tab on their device or grab a smartphone or tablet or another device and have their participation happen with that tool. So really flexible today in terms of kicking off your next Zoom or Google Meet or Microsoft Teams call in a way that works best for your teaching style, the engagement and participation you'd like to see, and the devices and technology you and your group have access to. First up on our list of ways to kick off your next Zoom call is a word cloud. I love word clouds because they feel like this living, breathing thing that we are growing and building together. A word cloud is essentially a bunch of words scrambled together, but in a purposeful way. So you can set up a word cloud activity for a group. I usually use Mentimeter, and I'll link to that here in the show notes for the episode. So I usually use Mentimeter, and what I do is I set up by logging in myself, I go in, I put my word cloud prompt right there, and then I hit launch, or I grab the code from Mentimeter, and then I share it with my group. So all they have to do is go to the menti.com and put in my unique code. They don't even have to worry about logging in or anything like that, which I think makes it a lot simpler when there's just, you know, many things going on in your screen. So you might kick off a video call or your next Zoom meeting by setting up a word cloud ahead of time, then inviting folks into the word cloud and maybe asking them a question that just has a one word response. So it could be academic related, or it could be more silly, like what's your favorite season? What's your favorite holiday? What's your favorite movie or your favorite book title, right? So something that would be quick and easy, a favorite ocean animal, you name it. And then you can show off that living, breathing word cloud on the screen. It's a nice way to get everyone acclimated, especially if you're maybe working with a group of your colleagues and you just, you know that they might be multitasking. So you kind of want to center everyone on one activity to get started. Something to consider. In addition to a word cloud to kick off your next Zoom call, you might want to try a favorite things activity. I often will do this type of open-ended response activity with the tool Padlet, but there's lots of them that you could use. I like Padlet because it has the interactive sticky note feel to it, but there's the collaborate feature in Nearpod, which would let you do something similar. So what you can do is you have your whole group on the call and you might ask a favorite things question, like what is your favorite food, and give them an opportunity to say their food and a response. So a word cloud's a little bit quicker, like give me the one word, but a favorite things response set up with a tool perhaps like Padlet could be a little bit more of a think for a moment and share a sentence that explains your response to this question. I also like Padlet as an option because it gives you a few different ways to submit a response. So you might have kids that are comfortable jumping and on with their microphone and recording their voice and posting that on the Padlet page, or you might have kids that want to search for a picture. So it's a great way to kick off a Zoom call if you're working with an audience or a group of students that likes to share in different ways. You can really give them some choice. So first up is a word cloud. Next up is a favorite things using a tool like Padlet. Number three on our list is a collaborative slide deck. I love Google Slides. There is just a bajillion things you can do with it. And so when it comes to having a routine for kicking off a call or an activity that you want to try, you might make one slide deck that goes into share edit mode, and then you put that link into the chat area of your Zoom call or your Google Meet or your Microsoft Teams, whatever it might be. And then you can have everyone jump into that same document. Now, if you are doing this with your colleagues and you have like 100 people on the call, it might get a little messy. But if you have 20, 25, 30 students, you can set up so that each student has a slide waiting for them. So maybe you make one template like this where everyone has their slide. So if my name is Monica and I go to slide number 7 and I see my name, I know that's mine. And so you might set it up that way. But the idea here is that everyone is in this same shared space and they have their own slide. And so you might change up the prompt, like insert a picture of your favorite food, or share your goal for this week, or respond to this quick question. Now, because everyone can see each other's stuff, it's not like you're giving a quiz or something where you'd get some really heavy formative assessment data that's particular to that student, because of course they can see each other's responses, right? So you would want this to be an opportunity to give them some space so that they can post a response, maybe add an image or a link to something. And what's great is that you can scroll up and down as a participant and see what everyone else has put in too. So there's a community building aspect of this, and you might decide that you are going to show off a couple slides or do a quick run through of the slideshow, kind of to center everyone before you jump in. So a collaborative slide deck is number three on the list. And because it's an open-ended opportunity, right, you can really take it in any direction. Number four on our list of five ways to kick off your next Zoom call or whatever kind of video call you've got on your plate coming up is a pulse check. Now, if you have a copy of my Distance Learning Essentials quick reference guide, I think it's the bottom of the third panel or the fourth panel right down in the corner where I talk about social emotional learning, pulse checks or check-ins as something that you might want to incorporate into your distance learning initiative. So a pulse check is really a how are you feeling today? What is feeling hard? What is feeling less challenging? And so this might be something that you just do one-on-one with your group, like they respond within a space where only you would see the answers. So maybe you share a Microsoft form or Google form with them and they put in their quick response and you can take a peek and then you can see who might need a little extra support or who you might want to give some additional kind of shout outs to because they might be feeling a certain way or coming in a little hesitant or apprehensive about something. So to kick off your Zoom call, of course, you could do something that builds community like the word cloud or favorite things, but you can also go in with a really clear SEL or social emotional learning angle and really checking in on how students are feeling and how they're doing around a particular new initiative or new event. So you could do that with a survey style form where no one will see each other's responses, but you get that real-time result in the beginning of your video call. You might play a quick song in the background for a minute or two while students respond to a couple quick questions. And as I mentioned, in that distance learning quick reference guide, I talk about some strategies for video calls too, and that's where that one comes from. Last up on our list of five is a quick thorn and rose and bud type of response. And you can start off a video call like this. Now, I have only ever done the thorn and rose type of sharing before, but when I went to find a resource to link to in the podcast notes, so if you go to classtechtips.com/podcast, you'll see the show notes for this episode. Well, when I went to go find a good link to share with you that explains the strategy a little bit more, I found one that said thorn, rose, and a bud. So I thought that was a great thing to add on here that I wasn't originally planning, but I came across it and thought you might find it was valuable. So in this strategy, typically what you would do is you would have students share a thorn, like something that's really hard or they're not feeling great about, and then a rose, something that is feeling really great and ready to celebrate. The bud piece, like a rose bud, right, or the bud of any flower, is going to be something that's blooming or ready to blossom or something that kids are almost ready to share or excited about. It's kind of a growing thing. And so you might do this with a quick sentence starter for students, like, one thorn is this, one rose is this, one bud is this. And the benefit of having a sentence starter with it or telling kids ahead of time, like we're going to start off today with our quick thorn and rose, is that you can have students really practice being concise because we know we could tell a whole story about that thorn or a whole story about that rose, right? And so if you give a quick sentence starter like that, you could have kids turn on and off their mic, go around in a quick group, or maybe even jump into breakout rooms and talk about it. Now, with any of that kind of sharing that might feel a little personal for students, especially with sharing in a small group in a breakout room or a big group, if you're all together in the Zoom call, you want to give the option for students to pass and to say, you know, I only have a rose to share today or something like that, because it may be just a personal thing that they don't want to get into that day. Maybe they had a rough morning. Just like when we're in the classroom, it's, you know, easier to kind of read the room when we're all together and say to someone, you know, to a child one-on-one, like if you want to sit this one out or if you're not feeling so great or whatever it might be, we tend to have a better read on that when we're all together physically, at least in my experience as a classroom teacher. So you might want to add that disclaimer for something like that before you jump in. So let's recap our list of five, and then I'm going to go ahead and finish up like I always like to by giving you some tips to make this EdTech easy. So on our list of five ways to kick off your next Zoom call is a word cloud, favorite things share out, collaborative slide deck, a pulse check, and then a quick thorn and rose with maybe that bud thrown in. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, set your attention for the call, whether it's a Zoom or Microsoft Teams, or it's a Google Meet call. Then kick off with an activity. You can choose one of the ones from our list of five. Next, take a moment to reflect and see if it was a good fit for your group or if there's anything you would change for next time. And finally, build a routine. Use these strategies regularly if they're a good fit for your group. Remember, you can find all of the resources, including the tools I gave a shout out to on this episode, by going to the show notes, classtechtips.com/podcast. That's also where you'll find the extra links to resources I mentioned, as well as some of my favorite free downloads. Quick reminder about my two new quick reference guides for ASCD. One is on classroom technology tips, and the other is on distance learning essentials. You can find them both on ASCD's website or by going to classtechtips.com/books. Or you can head straight to Amazon and search for Monica Burns. Just remember, there are two Monica Burnses on Amazon, but you'll figure out right away which one is me. You can also head to classtechtips.com/books to find my digital downloads. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow @ClassTechTips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world and support organizations remotely with webinars and virtual professional learning. So if your group is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.